Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio and all podcast catchers, Spotify, YouTube as well. And it's the Dark Mark Show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian. And as always, everybody's favorite horror writer, Nicole Sachs.
Good afternoon.
And you're sipping the sweet wine that I bought you yesterday for a taping, but silly me, I forgot the corkscrew.
It's all good. Wine tastes nice in the afternoon as it does in the evening.
Right. But, you know, that shows what a wine drinker I am, which is very rarely. So I'm not traveling with a corkscrew in my pocket all the time, so to speak. So we love, first off, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Halloween's coming up. And we've got quite a lot of weird and interesting shows coming up. And we love talking to our medical physical friends, our psychics. And this is a unique one that we have today. She is not only a psychic empath, but she is, and I'm not reading this, I swear, she is an Akashic Records reader, a Reiki master, psychic. She heals people. She heals psychics. She heals other empaths. She does all sorts of things. She does healing parties, all sorts of things. We've got so many things to discuss. And use the past and other things to heal people and tell them what's going to happen. It's great. Great to have you. It's Raven Willow.
I'm like super stoked to be here. This is like the perfect time of year. And it's just like, as soon as fall comes, it's just like happy time all around.
I really need to match your energy. You were a shot out of the cannon. You magically appeared and where the conversation was flowing already. So I got this. It was a long day. It's Ray's energy drink. This is the best energy drink you'll ever find. I don't know if you drink energy drinks, but if you do, this is the one to get. I've tried them all. I tried the one shaped like a bomb. I tried the one that had horny goat weed in it. I tried the Steven Seagal energy drink. Nothing compares to Ray's energy drink. And this is my favorite flavor.
The fact that you did Steven Seagal's drink, that's the best one.
You laugh. No, you laugh. Steven Seagal's energy drink was very effective.
I have a very giggly sense of humor. I find humor in a lot of things. So, I've actually met that dude, so that's why it makes me chuckle.
We're going to get to that in a second. So, you'll be giggling a lot this show. But Steven Seagal's energy drink, honestly, which you can't get anymore, was very effective. It was like a smack in the face. It's one of the most effective ones I've ever tried. The only problem is it tasted horrendous. It tasted it was like drinking sweat socks. It was terrible. But this tastes like Baja Blast that you get from Taco Bell, but it's better than that. It's got zero calories, zero carbs, zero crash, and Nicole will tell you, mixes great with alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're so inclined. You have other great flavors like Juice Box, Ginger Ale, Voodoo Fruit Punch, Galaxy Burst, which tastes like Fruity Pebbles. And you can get them at vitamin stores, you can get them at GNCs, but why pay full price? Use our code in the description. You get 15% off a case of Ray's energy drinks.
Hey, people will be bouncing all around the place.
That's right. You'll be in touch with case. Yes. Yeah, get a case. Don't drink it all at once. Drink one at a time, but get a case. And if you're giggling about that, I can't wait for the next ad read. Nicole knows what that's gonna be. But Raven, tell us about when you met Steven Seagal. I wasn't even prepared for that. This I got to hear.
Well, I don't know if it was him making the energy drinks, but I'm not going to say the state. I'll just say the town because I don't want to have like stalkeries. But there's a town called Alpine and very small town. But he was there making some kind of product at this place. And the person that I was married to at the time was a police officer in that town and was like stopping by because they knew he was there and like providing security. Okay. And I was like on a ride along and
how ironic that Steven Seagal, the toughest keto master, would need security.
Yeah.
Like isn't his whole thing that he just like and then he just like everybody kicks everybody's ass?
Like Bruce Lee, like I need security.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Bruce Lee never had a security detail. Or,
probably should have.
Well, yeah, he'd probably still be alive. So, yeah. Did you interface with Steven Seagal, or you just saw him at a distance?
No, dude wasn't really my vibe. So I just kept my distance.
He doesn't seem to be anybody's vibe, honestly, especially these days. But except maybe people that have buffets and they want him to come in and sample. But other than that, so Nicole and I both lived in Colorado, so we think we know what state you're talking about. But did you grow up? When did you first realize you had these psychic abilities and these intuitions?
My whole life, like
when you were a kid.
Oh yeah. Always. I've literally said that I'm an alien my entire life. I've never fit in with people. I've always seen spirits. Of course, it scared the crap out of me as a kid.
And right. So what was do you remember the first spirit you saw as a kid?
Well, the most vivid one,
mm-hmm.
I was probably 6 or 7.
Okay. Like,
first grade, whatever that age right. is. Okay. My great grandmother had passed. And I didn't know her that well because mm-hmm. she was quite old by that time and had Alzheimer's. Right. And didn't know her that well. But after she died, she showed up in my room in a mm-hmm. like cardboard box, and her hair was sticking out of the top. And it was just month after month after month. And I was just like this under my covers, like every night, like curled up in the corner in my bed. And I knew it was my grandma. But I knew it was something dead, and I was like, and when someone like me is saying, "Mom, there's a monster in the closet." There's a monster in the closet. There really was.
Why in a cardboard box?
Looking back on it now, and now that I've talked to her like as an adult, she didn't understand why she was in a box. And because I'm a medium, she came to me. But mm-hmm. I was a kid and I was like, what is happening? But she didn't understand what was happening to her. So that's why it went on so long. But now, of course, she's like moved on and, I died and whatever. But at the time, she didn't know she died. She was very dementia.
That's why she was in a cardboard box?
Yeah. It's like that was what she was projecting to me. She was in a box and she didn't know why she was in a box. She was in a coffin.
She was looking for you to get stamps and mail her? I mean, I don't
think...
No, because she was in a wooden box in reality.
Yes. Ah, okay. Oh, it's going right past me. Okay.
Yeah. That was her way of showing me, why am I in a box?
Ah, she didn't understand.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, nobody that could explain it like a 6-year-old kid. So that's good.
Yeah. And all I did is just be scared for months, but right. Now I'm like, oh, grandma didn't know what's going on.
What's the difference between a psychic and a medium?
Well, mediums see spirits. Mm-hmm. Not all psychics can see spirits and right. communicate with them.
Right. But you can.
Some psychics, yeah. And other things too.
What other
Pretty
things?
Much anything. Aliens?
You communicate with aliens.
Mm-hmm.
What planet are we talking?
Universes, not planets.
Right. Okay, what universe are we talking?
Well, once you go into the Akashic Records, that's part of it.
Okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
You learn your universal lineage.
Okay.
And past lives. And your current energy, whatever realm you're living in now, remembers all of those lives. You just have to reconnect with them. It still impacts the way you behave in this life. You still remember those things. They're still there. So like how I was saying, I always said I was an alien when I was a little kid.
Right.
Now it all comes together. Like after I got certified and learned how to go into the Akashic Records and all of those things. You learn your alien lineage. You learn your past lives. Like I could already see those things in people, their past lives, mm-hmm. but the alien lineage, I could not read from people until I got permission to go into those records. And you have to get permission, and you have to be in like a good mental, like loving, peaceful state right. of mind to and then you just wait. You ask the questions, and you just wait for the answer. And because I'm a history nerd and book nerd and all of that stuff, it presents itself to me as like a gigantic, never-ending library.
Right.
And people bring things to me, and it's like written. Like, I know other Akashic Record readers, like one of them is really good at math. And so when he goes in, he sees gears. So it's a little bit different for everybody, just like everybody's psychicness is different in what they can do. So same thing.
So yours is all written in English?
Yeah. You get it how you can understand it.
Oh, okay. Because that's what it goes. Nicole, you have a question?
I was just going to say that this week we discovered a planet that has all the signs of life.
Yeah. Like all of this is real. It's like you can go and look on NASA. They're not going to have all the alien lineages and all of that stuff, but it is very
real. But there's definitely life out there in the universe. Like it's been proven. So.
Yeah. And we are an evolving planet whose species, not just human, but multiple species have been wiped out and started over and, you know, multiple times. We are a mix of all kinds of things from all over the universe.
Right. So this is because I was telling Nicole about Akashi readings and or Akashi Records reading, pardon me. So, it's you know, English is not my, you know, it's in English. I should understand it, but I don't. But Akashi Records reading, please give us some background on this, because I've delved into a little bit researching you, but I'm not even sure I understand it.
So basically it was cut off from people for a very long time. You'll remember the first Age of Aquarius was the 60s, right? Everybody started waking up and saying, this is not right. This is not clicking with me. This nuclear family box crap that you're putting me in. And people started to rebel and do their own thing. And then, you know, the civil rights movement and everybody saying, this is not right. And then.
And doing drugs.
Yeah. Doing drugs. Having a good time. But so things started to open up then. And the product of people from the 60s, the baby boomers, are my generation. We're the indigo children. We're the 70s children.
Okay.
So it started to open up even more. And now we've been given access again from the universe because a new age of Aquarius is coming in 2025. And so
is it really? Okay.
Yes. And so that's
I didn't get the memo. I didn't get the memo, so nobody informed me.
Now you know.
Yeah, so now the Age of Aquarius is coming 2025.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why the records are open again. There is a new age of enlightenment for humans where we can all ascend again. Like we are ready for this knowledge now. It was taken away from us. And if you think about the way world governments act and how they treat us and how they've kept, you know, things away from us and, you know, it's all just a big corrupt thing and treating people like they can't comprehend something because it's massive kind of, you know, people aren't, well, some people are stupid.
There's a lot of people are stupid. Who's not is Nicole. She has a question.
So what does ascension look like to you? Would you just be enlightening your mind or would you be leaving your physical body?
I do both. Like when I need to heal, I'll just astral project. And that happens a lot because I'm an empath and I got to like self-isolate and heal a lot. But so an ascension is also in your mind. It's raising your vibrations. Think of how the Buddhists have been doing it all of these centuries. Think about Buddha, how he raised to full ascension. That's ascension. It's the same. Same now as it was then.
So when did they close this grand library and why did they close it?
Well, it happened during the Great Flood, which is a real thing, even though it's biblical. The sad thing about the Bible is real people. Well,
I'm not talking biblical times. You're saying it was opened up in the 60s. When did it close back up?
Well, it's been opening since the 60s.
Oh, okay.
It's been closed completely. The information has been cut off from people because we had the information and we did the wrong thing with it.
How do you get access?
So you have to, I went through accredited certification with a guy that actually lives in Tibet. So that's how I did it. I have my other psychic friends that are like on my level. And so I know what they'll understand when they go in there. Like I've taught her how to do it because she's already there. So she didn't need to go through the training. I just did it more for my clients. Like I could do it on my own, but I did it for my clients to have the certificate. Like, you know, this is the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a doctor hanging their stuff on the wall, you know, make people feel more at ease. Like, yes, I did put my time into this and learn it, even though I knew I was already there.
Mm-hmm.
But it did help because it gave a lot more insight for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when you do this, when you read people's records, you're saying that it's not just past lives, it's alien life and interdimensional life?
Yeah. And
so
when I have clients come and I start talking about stuff like that and they're like, then I just bring it back down to earth. Like I just keep them in the zone of whatever they're comfortable with. Because if you're not there yet, then you're not there yet. If you're here because you want to talk to your dead dad, then that's what we're going to do. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Because you realize that when you bring aliens into it, this is the type of thing that makes people laugh at Scientology and other things.
I don't know anything. I just...
Because that's what I'm saying. People are like, oh, Scientology, there might be something to it. And then we look into it. Oh, you get to this level and you're talking to aliens. And it's like, you know, you have your, you know, you're saying that you're getting information from aliens in other dimensions. And I believe you.
Well, but, I mean, my personal
belief. I am not telling everybody else, the masses, that I have all the information and you need to listen to me. It's like, no.
Okay.
That's what Scientology does.
All
that's
right. What well, religion there does. Difference.
I don't do that. Okay. It's like, here's some information.
Me and my kind, of which is believe in a higher dimension of energy where we came from. And when we die, we return back to that plane of existence. And we're just wearing human skin for a little while. That's kind of the summation of what I believe. How did you, are you like talking star seeds or are you talking, do you like have, yeah. I know some people, are you like Palladian? I'm more curious what kind of.
I have a lot. I'm Lyra Vega. I do have some Palladian in me. I'm Arcturian. I'm Dromedan. I've been a long time. I've gone through a lot of past lives through reading myself and past lives in this life, but witches, like I would consider myself a pagan. I don't do like Wicca because I don't do all of the, you know, ritual things that they do, but like as far as nature, and I do have like native bits of native indigenous people in me, so I relate very much to what you say, and they think that way too, and so do I. So it's a personal ascension. It's for your own personal life. It's not so you're raising up the ladder in some religion. It has nothing to do with anybody else but yourself.
And for argument's sake, this isn't me trying to convince you about Christianity because I don't believe in Christianity, but even in that religion, God and aliens, or God and the angels are technically aliens. They don't come from Earth.
No.
So it's not far-fetched at all to believe we come from aliens. A lot of people genuinely believe it.
So
the Hopi Indians will say, and it has been DNA proven, I'm not kidding, you can Google it, that they come from people, the stars, people from in the ground. And the Hopi Indian line cannot be traced to any other group of people on this earth.
I've heard that, yeah.
If you believe in the human soul, then you believe that we are a higher consciousness. And if you believe we're a higher consciousness, that comes from some place other than Earth.
Yeah.
It's just a rational line of reasoning.
Yeah, exactly.
My thing is, I don't really necessarily claim to know what's out there. You obviously have more experience and gotten more in touch with where you believe your energy comes
from. It's kind of like everybody has their own path and their own journey. And this is just part of mine. And I just knew it. Like any psychic or any intuitive, you just get guided to where you're supposed to go.
I work with spirits mostly.
But see, that's where you want to stick your lane. Like I literally like, it's just me. Like my mind never stops. Like the why, when, who, when, how, like, cause I'm a history nerd too. So I just never stop analyzing and wanting to go farther and farther, to know the truth, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, like all of it.
Are you familiar with planetary energy and alignments? Do you use that in your daily work?
I don't. Well, I do if I know something specific is going on, but I'm not an astrologer. I actually had to have my chart, you know, done by somebody else, but I don't follow astrology that much. But if, you know, obviously full moons, there's an Aries moon coming. I was born on an Aries moon, so this one's very important to me. You know, different things like that that are important to me. Yeah. But I don't follow it like an astrologer would, if that makes sense.
Okay. And I'm just curious. I mean, I believe in, that's kind of what I believe in, is that I believe that the planets have a lot to do with our behavior. So.
And if there's like retrogrades and all the, you know, I pay attention to all of that and the alignments or astrological events, because those, you know, bring power and healing and all of those things. But yeah, I wish I could be an astrologer. I tried, but it's a little too mathematical for me. I was like, no, forget this. Oh, no, I'm out of here.
I don't know. Ever since I met Bangs the Clown and she guessed 8 signs of my astrology chart wrong, finally gave up and I told her I was a Scorpio. And she said, oh, that makes sense. I can't follow it. I can't follow it. That happened at a party. But, you know,
sorry.
No, you laugh. It's supposed to be funny. That really happened, but it is kind of a thing. But when you do these, when you go to the library, are there books you can't check out?
Well, you don't check out. You just go in.
Are there books you can't access? Yeah.
Yeah, you will be told it's not time for you to know right now. Yeah. And you have to trust that.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, if you bring up a kid too fast, they'll just throw them in the adult world and they're like 5 years old. Think of a child star. They get too much too fast. And then what happens? Mm-hmm. They implode. So if somebody's telling you, no, you got to wait, then okay, we're going to wait.
And I would imagine the overdue fines are pretty bad.
Yeah. Like once it all comes together, you're like, oh, okay. Okay.
Now, what type of breakthroughs do you get?
So since I'm Lyra and Vega from Star, if you, like, I can't share my screen because, well, I guess you can give me permission. It's too much time. But if you look them up, they look like lions. Okay. Lion head, people body. Mm-hmm. They're depicted in Egypt. They're depicted in ancient Sumeria. They're depicted all over the world in ancient temples. Cambodia, lion people.
Mm-hmm.
Sphinx, whatever. Isis.
Right.
So it was a very harmonious, utopian place. And I remember that. And that is very stuck in the core of me. Like, I cannot stand the planet Earth. I love the way that it functions. I do not function within this at all, especially the monetary system. I hate it. And I hate greed. And so I literally, because I want my business to grow, but I have this like aversion to like money and greed and you know, and I had to make that compromise in my mind. And I literally, like as a Lyra, we're like, we don't want anything to do with this crap. But as a person on this planet, I have to deal with it. I have to have money.
Right.
So I literally had to make it in my mind. And like one of them was there talking to me that I get the money, I cleanse it, and then put it back out into the world for good.
Okay. I'm like,
that's the only way that I would be able to actually have a lot of money and have it okay in my mind.
Okay.
And so that was in a meditation, and I literally had to go through that process in my mind and like, no, it's not about yachts and crap that people buy, you know, like you earned it, buy yourself awesome, but you still got to help the world, you know?
Yes.
So they're like, okay, do you accept it then the way that you can accept it? And then I could accept it. And so then my business started taking off.
Okay.
So I had a mental block in my mind about, I can't be that person. I don't want.
Well, it'd be very hard to attract money if you didn't like money.
Right. Exactly. So that is a thing that was attached to me because of my lineage that I don't, you know, I had to get past it.
Well, and that helped, the Akashi Library helped with that?
Well, I was in the library then. I was just having a conversation with...
Well, I was explaining to Mark, I had a conversation that was similar with my guides. I was upset about the fact that you have to pay for shelter. And so my guide set me on a path that helped me so that I don't have to worry about paying for shelter ever again.
Mm-hmm.
So there are certain things that we as empaths are just uncomfortable with on this planet. And one of them is definitely the way the money system works and how unfair the setup is. Because we can see how unfair it is. I used to always say we went wrong.
Well, you don't need to be an empath for that.
No.
I always used to say we went wrong as a species when we decided that two gold pieces of rock were worth the chicken. Like, we just made this decision to all of a sudden have credit, and then we ruined the planet. Because before that, it was all, we worked the soil, we had the gardens, we have all this, and we just, like, traded and provided with each other. Like, the way that even I love the Native Americans and how they did things. But then you bring in money and all that stuff to it, then it becomes this whole system of having to just work your whole life for stuff that was originally free on this planet.
Yes, there is enough for everyone.
Yes.
And
yes.
Everyone should have plenty. Mm-hmm. And that is an absolute travesty on this planet. And it's disgusting. And it literally makes me nauseous.
All right. Well, we can all agree on that. Please hold it back. Don't vomit on air. But but that's what that's part of what we were talking about. We talk about this a lot. And we were just discussing that this week, in that I called Nicole, and I was like, well, how do I manifest these good things in my life? There just seems to be a block in a couple areas. And we had a conversation, didn't really help, but I was very supportive. But
to summarize what I said, you have to be in alignment with them before you can receive them, which is a horrible thing to hear. So I get that it was a frustrating conversation.
Well, I'm never in alignment. I'm just never quite in alignment. My timing's always off. Initially thought it could be, you know, maybe it's a past life regression or a current life regression, but apparently now it could be interdimensional or alien. So I don't know. I don't know what to do.
What is it about?
He wants you don't have to
tell me. You don't have to tell me.
No. I could tell you. Go ahead, Nicole. You could talk for me. Go ahead.
I was just going to say he wants to manifest his ideal life, and he's having a hard time getting there. There are two things he wants very badly, but he's just never quite in alignment with them, and he can't figure out how to get into alignment with them.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's where the past lives and like all of this comes in handy.
These are the questions you always get. It's love and career. I want to meet, lack of a better word, my soulmate. And I also want my comedy career to take off. Not that I want $1 million and to be Dave Chappelle, but I want to make a living in it.
Right.
That's all I've ever wanted, is both of those. And I come tantalizingly close a lot and just never seem to be in alignment.
But you hold yourself back.
Oh, I self-sabotage. But I don't mean to. I don't want to.
But it's part of your past. So you have to re-trigger your mind not to do that.
And how do you do that?
You retrain your personality.
Well, see, this is what I was getting at, because I saw that that's part of what you do.
Yeah, it's hard. I had to do it. I had to die twice before I could freaking do it.
Okay, what personalities died before you got to this personality?
Well, like, I died.
Oh.
Yeah. When you're very controlling in your life, and you don't just let things flow, then things won't be flowing to you the way that you want them to.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm an empath, like, things and people that were in my life that were going on, when I get extremely, like, to the, like, I was in a point where somebody was, like, trying to kill me, basically.
Mm.
Not like stabbing, psycho killing. Well, he actually wrote it down. He was going to shoot me.
Oh, you're a beautiful woman that went out with a dickhead.
No. This was my stepdad.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. By the way, that's unfortunately a common story as well. And I'm sorry to hear that happened.
Yeah. But when I get highly stressed like that, and it's just continuous, I literally just pass out and leave my body.
Mm.
Like, I die. So, yeah, that happened a couple of times, and I literally had to just surrender and just say, okay, whatever you want, then let's figure this out, because I'm obviously not doing it right. And, you know, it had to happen the hard way for me, and that's okay, because I'm me. It doesn't have to happen that hard for everybody, by the way. But yeah.
It'll probably happen hard for me, but that's okay.
Well, you're Scorpio, so you're controlling.
Am I?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Nicole, am I?
Not in a bad way.
I've told you before
way.
That you're more of an alpha than you think. Yeah. I wouldn't call you controlling, but you're definitely always in control of everything you're doing.
There we go. That's better said.
I so feel that I don't. That's the problem. I think I should be in more control of what I'm doing. Yeah. And the reason I'm failing,
you
at
don't
these
even
things
like
is,
the confusion in your mind right now of what I'm talking about. You're literally like, I gotta get control. Like, your mind is like trying to frantically piece it together.
No,
it's like, just let it chill, man. Just let it chill.
No, I mean, you often project what you think the outcome is before the outcome happens, and that probably keeps you out of alignment a lot, because you're so used to getting one kind of outcome, you just assume you're going to get that same
But isn't that what you're supposed to do, is to think of a positive outcome, and that's what's supposed to happen? Isn't that the law of attraction?
But you don't think of a positive outcome, you think of an absolute outcome, because you assume you're going to fail.
Yeah. Then how do I change that? Because I've been trying.
I've been talking to you about it a lot. I still haven't figured out what you need to hear.
Well, I'm just going to give you an example. And I know you're, I could see the wheels turning, Raven.
Oh,
I'm
just reading you. Just go ahead.
No, I want you to read me. Okay. That's what I want. So, but because people will tell me, and this is the advice that every woman gives a guy that's struggling romantically. Don't think about it. Don't worry about it. Just sit back and it'll come. I can't tell you how many months, years I did that, and nothing came.
Okay, but why is that a problem? Do you really want the real one, the right one, and you're willing to wait for it till it's ready and perfect timing to come?
Yes.
Or are you going to get pissed off because it's not happening right now? Because that's what you just said.
No.
Because you've been waiting, and you're waiting, and it's not happening. But that is not happening because it's not meant to happen right now. When you flow with somebody, you just flow with somebody.
I flow with people.
But yeah, exactly.
So, I have flowed with people, and then,
like, men have a problem with being single. I have not figured that out why, but they do.
I'll tell you why it is. Let me tell you why it is, and then we'll get back to this. Because they're not using tactical soap. That is another one of our sponsors. We have a sponsor, Tactical Soap. Now, if you want to be a man that gets all sorts of men and women, whatever you're into, non-binary, whatever you're into, you got to smell great. This is pheromone-infused soap. And they have three different types: Bond, Maverick, and Durden, and they have three different types of that. They have deodorant. They have all sorts of things. Like I said last time, Nicole, washing with soap and water is always a good step to attracting a woman. But if you're using tactical soap and their pheromone-infused scents, that's going to be even better. Use the code in our description for tactical soap. Now, what's the real answer?
To love?
Yes.
You can't force it.
Okay.
And if you don't know yourself yet completely, you will have your true other half because it needs to be equal and you'll just slide right together and you'll just know each other like you've always known each other forever.
Right.
And there's no fakeness to it. None of that dating crap. None of that. It just is there.
Right. Well, right
and
now,
it's not that you won't fight or whatever. You will.
Right.
Right. Well, like that's what I was saying. Men being single. What is with that? Why is that so hard?
No,
besides the sex part. The sex part you can get anywhere. But what about the
No, single I can't. That's the thing. No, you say that. I can't. I'm not because I'm waiting for my tactical soap to arrive. But that's part of it. But
use the Maverick.
but you Bird. Okay. All right. But you say that, but there's women that are in the same boat that are just like that are the same. Like I can't, you know, they hate being single. So it's not just men that don't like being single. There's people of every gender or non-gender that are that hate being single. Men, the reason that I'm sure you probably you're picking up on this of men is because we're not hit on as much as women, unless you go in my case if you go to a gay bar. But the men that are not, and also there's 10% of men are the ones dating 90% of women. That's always the way. So, but right now, well, here's what, you know, here's the whole thing. And Nicole knows this. There's somebody right now that I'm clicking with, like really, like I could feel it when we're together. She can feel it when we're together. But for some reason, we're both busy. That's part of it. But it just, there's still something that's blocking it. I just can't.
But that's the thing. If you're thinking about it too much, then what's the point?
Well, the point is, there's an energy there. Something's happening.
Right. But if you have to force it to be there.
No, we're not forcing it to be there. It's there.
Not the energy.
Right.
Not the energy. If you, in your head, are trying to force you guys to be together, that's what you're doing right now in your mind. Like, this has to work. This guy, why isn't this?
No.
You're frustrated.
If it doesn't work, I'm just like, well, what, you know, there's definitely something going on. And I don't know what's preventing this from going to the next step. And it may be on her part, maybe on my part, but I don't, or maybe on both parts. I don't know.
I personally think she has something going on in her life. I don't think it has anything to do with you.
Okay.
And then that's unfortunately part of dating is we can't control the other person. The other person always, I have had so many things where I'm like, this person's great on paper, but they don't have what it takes to be in a relationship. And I know you don't want necessarily a relationship with her, but sometimes people just have shit going on in their own lives where they're just not ready to do whatever. And that sucks because I know you have the chemistry and I've been there where I've had the chemistry and it's just not worked out. And sometimes it's just, they have shit going on in their lives.
That's what I was saying. You got to let life just ebb and flow and stop trying to force it. Just let
trust me.
But I also think that it's probably going to work out. I think it just needs a little bit more time.
Right. Well, and this was the last person I thought this would happen with. The last person I was looking for it to happen with, and it just happened. And it's electric every time we're together. But so I don't know. But anyway, I don't know. Like I say, because the last time I really had, I thought I really had a connection with somebody, and Nicole is privy to this one too. The self-sabotage took over, and I had one drink too many, and said what I thought was a fairly innocuous thing, and I could just see the attraction leave her body immediately, and that was that.
And that's what was meant to be.
Okay.
I have a very different.
He's right there because if it was the right person for you, they would have been able to handle the way you think. Because you shouldn't have to hide the way you think. I mean, it was a little early in the relationship for her to find out how you think, but it's still, that was you being genuine. What you said was a genuine thing for you to believe. And I don't think there was anything wrong with what you said. It was just wrong for her, which means you probably weren't compatible long term anyway.
Yeah, exactly what she's saying. If that is your person, it would have just clicked. Like, there is a reason that I have been single since I got married. By the way, I will never pay to break up with someone again. Ugh. Anyway, but
okay.
Anyway,
so what are you doing this weekend?
Taking care of my elderly mother.
Ooh. Oh, let's. I'll come over and I'll bring some soup.
Soup, just like. And I am perfectly okay with that because I refuse to be with somebody that does not understand me and is not my equal. And I am so very just blunt and out there, and I am just myself all the time. What you see is what you get. I don't put on a show for anyone.
That's clear.
And like, that's like, men don't like me because I'm just a bossy bitch. And that's cool.
Oh, there's a lot of men who love bossy bitches.
No, I'm not mean like that, but I'm very controlling of my own life and my own space and what people bring into it. And like, that's why I'm still single, because I'm like, in 10 seconds flat, my boot will be on your ass and kicking you out the door because we don't jive. Like, bye. Like, I just don't waste my time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still single because I get annoyed easily.
See?
No.
You just gotta click it.
I literally, at this point in my life, I won't tell my age on the air, but I just turned a certain number that's getting closer to 40. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't even know if I want it. Like, I wanted it when I was younger, but now I'm like, I like my space. I like my inner peace so much. Yeah. But I'm just like, I don't think I don't know if I want to disrupt that for anyone.
All the people that just have to be in relationships and then they're with the wrong person. Of course, it's not going to work out. Like, both of my parents are like a tragedy story for relationships. Like, just to be with somebody, just to be with somebody. Like, yeah, I learned from my parents, like, no, I'm not doing that.
Well, yeah. I'm single due to incompetence. I'm content being alone, and I've been alone, but I've been alone for so long that
you also might want kind of what I have, which is just a partnership without the commitment, maybe like something in between.
Not necessarily. I don't want to define anything. I've had a couple instances, especially this one lately, where it's just like, you get me, I get you. And there was just this real, just there was something going on that, you know, around us. There was a shared energy, and it was something not coming from me, not coming from her, but coming from both of us that I really wanted to explore.
You remember Karaoke Chris was the last time I had a crush, and I realized something during the crush. There's this proverb that says, the right person doesn't make your heart beat really fast. They make you feel at peace. Yeah. And I have been chasing the guys that make me get excited. And if I do find another person, when the time comes, it's going to be someone that makes me feel at peace.
Yeah.
Right. And by the way, I was not a fan of Karaoke Chris, and he stopped at the table, was introduced to me, didn't even look at me or talk to me. So fuck him. Anyway, Karaoke Chris. So first off, just the fact that it was a karaoke. But anyway, so but I was going to say, you have these home psychic readings.
Yeah.
So you go to people's houses. And you have psychic parties?
Sometimes they come to my house, but I do them on Zoom.
Oh, okay.
Because I can remote view. Anybody that's a psychic can remote view.
Well, here's a question, because we've asked other psychics that have done this, including our friend Rissa Miller, who will be on for Halloween.
I should take that back. My friend Brenda can't quite task it yet. She can, but she's, I'll take that statement back.
Now, how are you able to do it over Zoom? Now, and by the way, I still say Zoom caused the pandemic, and I know we're on Zoom, and this could shut down at any time. But because I never heard of Zoom before the pandemic, I heard of Skype, I heard of FaceTime, and then the day after the pandemic hit, I'm on Zoom. We're doing Zoom parties. Zoom. I'm like, okay, Zoom caused the pandemic. And here's a question I ask every psychic, and I'll get back to the Zoom thing. Did you predict a pandemic?
No.
Okay.
I don't watch the news. I try not to delve myself into depressive crap.
But I mean, did something come to you? It's like, oh, there's a global pandemic coming.
Well,
because I ask every psychic that.
And lot of Mercury retrogrades that year. Mm-hmm. So the universe was definitely saying, you all need to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And it was constantly like, slow the fuck down, slow the fuck down. Oh my God, that was a hard year. And then
I'm sure
it's like, you're not listening. Okay, here's COVID.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got from it. But did I like see something, like I knew something was impacting humans and it was going to be bigger to make us slow down? Yeah. Did I know mm-hmm. it was like some virus? No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how are you able to do it on Zoom? How is the energy transfer over Zoom?
I can just, it's the same as being in front of somebody to me. I don't know how to explain it. I can see through anything. Mm-hmm. There's a reason my spirit animal is a raven.
Right.
Yeah, I just...
It's very goth, by the way, as is your name. I take it you had a goth phase way back when you were a teen.
Well, my first band was Metallica.
Okay, well, that's metal. Okay. Well, yeah.
Eddie scene in Netflix, yeah. Stranger Things, that was my people.
Those are your people. Okay.
Those are my people, yeah.
Right. But I'm sure you've rocked a corset and some corpse paint and no. Okay.
Maybe not. Oh, I'll do the paint. I paint my face for Salen because I have mm-hmm. ties, past lives to hoodoo and, you know, obviously native people, and I incorporate mm-hmm. all of these things when Salen comes.
Okay. So, it's on its way.
I know. It's the best day ever. Can it just stay that day every day?
You want every day to be Salen?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll just stay there forever. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Not even Halloween, Salen.
Yeah. I don't do Halloween. I used to when I was younger. Right. A lot of all the haunted stuff and go to the, you know, whatevers and did paranormal investigations. Like as I got older and mm-hmm. learned more and more and more about this, it's like, no, we don't do that.
Right.
You know, go harassing the dead and kicking mm-hmm. stuff up. And yeah, you learn as you grow older, like, oh, I was an idiot when I was in my 20s. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. So, you know, and so you're waiting for the hills to run red with the blood of children and animals, all that stuff?
No. I am totally in the white side of everything.
Okay, all right.
But I do love graveyards. I do love creepy things.
See?
But as far as like working with people, it's mm-hmm. I don't do anything with Ouija boards or seances, or when I don't need to, because I can see them and hear them anyway. So
okay.
But I don't. Like, unless somebody was like a Ouija board master mm-hmm. and I knew that, I wouldn't even be in a session or anywhere near one of those things. Because people just don't know what they're doing. And they just like, oh, let's just play Ouija board. It's like, yay. Like,
well, please tell us more about Ouija boards. I want to hear this. So you've seen the power of the Ouija board?
Yeah. I didn't know. I was pretty naive when I was younger, because obviously, I mean, the psychic runs in families, but mm-hmm. my mom is got sucked into the super religious side, and then other people that were psychic in my family had died off. I had a lot of spiritualists back in family line and things like mm-hmm. that. But you know, the old go to Kmart and buy the Ouija board, game board, you know, came to like the high school parties and around all the high school parties.
Well, I would think the Kmart Ouija board is probably the most dangerous one of them all.
Yeah. It made it back to my house. And then that night, something came out of my curtain and attacked me. So that's the last time my Ouija board.
Really?
Yeah. So somebody actually is a master of that and mm-hmm. can control what comes in and out of there and can shut it down and make sure everything is shut down, you shouldn't ever touch one of those.
Were you with other people or by yourself?
I was with other people.
Mm-hmm.
But of course it stayed with me because I'm me.
Right.
And they are not.
But did they see you getting attacked?
No.
Oh, okay.
This was in the night, like when I went, like after everybody left, and then
you were still playing
go
around.
To bed, okay. And right. I nobody was playing with it at that point. I was literally like just laying in my bed with the light on still, and literally like this most horrific face like came out of my curtains, and then it was a real thing, and then it had me by the neck, and I don't remember how I got away. Probably just like because I'm very can project and like protect myself that way. So I think that's probably what I did, but I don't remember. I just remember running into my step monster spawn's room and freaking out, which, you know, my stepsister didn't help me at all because, you know, she was there that night, but of course nothing happened to her. And she's like,
right.
Crap, you talking about, you know, but yeah. So yeah, I don't Ouija.
No Ouija. Okay. Yeah. Stay away from those Walmart Ouijas. Those yeah. are kids, please. But now you're a Reiki master too, and I had Reiki done on me on the show once. That's interesting. How did you get
people very relaxed? It's part of healing, so yeah. I just incorporate it. I do it. Whatever comes when people are here, that's what I go with. I just go or on Zoom, whatever. Reiki.
How do you Reiki do on Zoom? You can't Reiki on Zoom.
I can, but it's not as intensive, obviously. So I don't do that a lot on Zoom. The rest of the stuff, yeah. But right. Reiki I can, but it's, you know, you don't get the full effect unless you're like with the person. And yeah.
Right. Because I would imagine that, yeah, speaking of the pandemic, that must have killed a lot of your business. You had to really rethink of new things to do.
I was like, I was probably the, like, one of the few people that was like totally just like chill during the pandemic, because I don't people very well because I'm an empath. And I isolate a lot because I'm an empath, but I'm a Libra, so I'm very social. So when I am out, I'm like, yeah, but then I'm like, oh my God, everybody stay away from me. When I'm done, then I'm drained, you know? So the pandemic hit, like, I'm used to being by myself. I was like,
okay.
Like, it didn't affect me at all. And everybody else was just like losing their minds. And I'm just like,
You have plenty of toilet paper at home. You were fine.
Yeah, I was like, oh, there.
Well, is that what Libra means? Because both my parents are Libras.
Libras are very social. Yeah. Because but I'm an empath, so I'm not.
I don't know if they are, though. I mean, my parents are kind of shy, and they don't socialize a lot. And I, on the other hand, I'm the life of the party. I love hanging out with people. I love being out. And
but it depends on your life too. Like I'm a Libra, but I'm an empath, so I do love to go out. And when I do go out, it's like I plan it, and it's like a thing. But I cannot go out on a daily basis and be around people.
And because you pick up everything that everybody
everything. Like I have to put up blockers all day long. That's why I can't like go out and like work with people.
Right.
Because I would come home and just immediately go to bed. Right. Because I would just be done.
Sure.
I get annoyed very easily. And I try to work on that. But my first reaction to almost anybody talking to me is annoyance that I'm being talked to.
I was like, why am I putting myself through this torture of spending 12 hours a day
sitting
with these
here
people?
By myself, minding my business, or I'm here with my friends and I'm here with you. Right? It's just, I don't like strangers approaching me at all. I don't like it at all.
And you're an empath, so that's what happens. They would like tell you all their problems.
Yeah.
And you're just like, okay.
Well, like I did 20 minutes ago. Now, Nicole, does that happen to you? Does that happen to you? You pick up, you're in a crowd, you pick up all these things from all these people?
I get very intense feelings about people and their energy. And then, yes, people do try to tell me all their problems. I mean, I don't mind because I am an empath. So people talk to me very often about their problems. And I think, like, I mean, all of my friends, I love my friends. I wouldn't sit there and listen to them if I didn't love them. Because as I said, I get very annoyed very easily. But if you're not my friend and I'm there and I'm like just trying to enjoy myself, I don't want the exchange, especially because 60% of the time the exchange is also trying to get into my panties.
Right. So, no, I'm not talking about guys hitting on you. I'm saying if you're in a crowd,
no, you I'm psychic energy. Oh, I pick up on the energy, and then I also get approached by strangers quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very uncomfortable. It makes me, I immediately like put on my defensive face that says, don't talk to me, because I don't want to be talked to.
I've seen that face.
And they still talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, the face is not going to deter us. And unfortunately, these guys don't have tackle, so if they don't... But if they only
it's not always sexual. Sometimes they just want to like talk, and sometimes right. they're actually like legitimately crazy. I see a mentally ill person at least twice a day.
Well, the thing is now everybody's so isolated, and we've talked about this a lot on the show, that nobody has any social skills whatsoever, and they don't know how to relate to people. Nobody knows how to relate to each other. Nobody knows how to talk to each other. It's all social media and division and. Yes. So it's horrible. It's when after the pandemic, when everybody started getting together again, it was a horror show. Like nobody knew how to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nobody knows how to talk to each other when they stick their head in a phone or a device.
Right.
Every day.
Right.
If the noise of my dog's chewing on a bones are too loud, let me know.
They're not.
Okay.
We encourage pets. I'm sure Trouble the Cat will jump into Nicole's lap right on cue.
No, he's sleeping.
Okay.
Any psychic I know has animals, so
like, right. And just... do you do animal reading? I think I saw that.
I'm an animal whisperer, so mm-hmm. I have been my whole life. Animals are very attracted to me. I attract all animals. I have deep ties to the red tail hawk. That's my twin flame. He's in another dimension. He's not here. But I've like sat outside in meditation and I've literally summoned a kettle of hawks. That's what a group of hawks is called, is a kettle.
Right.
And there was like a lot of them. And they were just swimming in this like vortex of wind, because I live in the mountains. Mm-hmm. And this pocket of wind, and then they just like one by one they just disappear, and this went on for like ever. And deer, like I'll go out in our orchard here and they're just out there and what's up, and they don't go any like I'm just always been that way with animals.
Okay.
My whole life I prefer animals over people. They just
I think we're all in agreement on that. But I mean, what type of psychic messages do you get? Can you see their future? Do you see? I mean, I don't know what it's so.
Well, if you want to get,
I'm curious. You
know, really creepy, not creepy.
We want to get creepy here. Yeah.
I have a Stod pet that was my soulmate baby puppy. He's in part of him is in this pendulum. The rest of his ashes are over there.
Okay.
And. You know, when he died, of course, it was crushing. But I knew he was with me. So I have a very different perspective of death. I don't have as hard a time with it as most people do, because I get them back. But I literally got him back. Like, he came back to me. And my best friend said that dog is never going to leave her. And he never did. Mm-hmm. But then... after my stepdad died and I moved in to take care of my mother, I went and I was going to get a little dog for her. And he's part Yorkie and part Norfolk. And my doggy that I lost was a Jack Russell Terrier. But this dog was supposed to be for her, to help her, because he killed her too. But anyway, she basically rejected it. That's a whole story for, you know, private story. But he spent one night with her, and then my other psychic friend Brenda is like calling me laughing when I'm like, well, mom rejected the dog, and you know I guess he's mine. And she's just laughing, and I'm like, what? And she's like, you'll get it. And she just left it at that. She would not tell me. And it was like a couple of weeks later, like as he got older a bit, and I was like, oh my god. Like everything about him, his growl, his bark, his personality, the way he plays, the way he chases and bites my other dog, how he interacts with my bird, is exactly the same. They were best buddies. How he interacts with me is, as soon as I like felt that energy, his energy, and then was like putting all these things together, and I'm like, and then calling Brenda, I'm like, oh my gosh. And then she's like, I told you. So yeah, he's right over there.
Okay.
On a bone.
Well, there you go. Right on cue.
So yeah, he came back because I was going to need him. There's big things coming up in my life. So.
Oh, that's good. Glad to hear that. Well, hopefully we'll get to that. Now, before I let you go, there's a couple other things I want to get into, because I was, because when I was talking to Nicole about my life, she's like, well, you know, my spirit guide this, and we've had talks about spirit guides with other psychics. I don't have a spirit guide. Where do I find a spirit guide? I don't understand. Why don't I have a spirit guide? Why can't I find
them? You have guides. You just have to find out who they are.
How do I do that?
You have to meditate. You have to find them. You have to talk to them. You have to just feel the energy around you. Pick up on it. And you're like, okay, who are you? And they'll come to you. Like, I call it my God squad, just kind of as a mock, because I don't
believe in
God.
All right.
But I have people, spirits from my family that protect me. I have ascended masters of angels that I can call. I have my twin flame. I have a daughter that I miscarried, and she was taken, the Octurians. So I know I sound absolutely crazy when I say stuff like that, but
I just don't
care, because it's just the truth. But I call on her when I need help. I have a guide that I take with me when I go into the Akashic records. Her name's Avalia. She was presented to me getting a reading through somebody else. So I wasn't even aware that she was with me. And she's Incan, which is my Native American lineage. Not a lot. I'm not pretending to live a Native American life.
Right.
You know, and so
no Elizabeth Warren stuff here. So
yeah, you find new ones all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what your story is with your dad, but the whole time you've been talking, dad just keeps coming in my head.
I don't know why. My dad, I'm going to see my dad this weekend. Well, first off, happy birthday to you. I know it's around this time.
It's not going to be a good one.
You got big things coming up.
No, I do, but.
So that's good. But my mother's birthday was this week. My father's birthday is in a couple of weeks. So I'm taking the whole family, and we're going to go to a cabin in Idlewild and have family time.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's what you're seeing or what, but.
You probably need to have a talk.
With my father?
Yeah.
About?
There's something unresolved there.
I don't think so.
Not like a huge issue. It's just more like an insecurity, like a non-validation, or, you know, just one of those things that you need from your parent, but you feel like you never got. But it's not like a mean thing, intentionally hurting you or something.
Au contraire.
Okay.
Because in my own analysis, part of my problem is my parents were possibly too supportive of me. And let me so that when I was a kid in school, especially in elementary school, I didn't really get along with the other kids, and I was a kind of a smart ass. But my parents encouraged that because I was smart, and they encouraged me to be like that. And especially my father, who had to quit school when he was little and never got an education.
It's not anything intentional. It's just like I don't want to let this man down. You put that on yourself.
Because
you admire him.
I admire both my parents. I admire my mother and my father. Yeah.
Not picking up on what I'm saying. It's okay.
Well, what are you saying? Because I don't have unresolved daddy issues. I talked to my dad today.
No, not daddy issues. Oh my gosh, you're putting words in my mouth.
Well,
okay. Not daddy issues.
Okay.
There is just a little something there between you and your father and your relationship. Yes, it is very close, but you wouldn't want to disappoint him. I think that would be very crushing to you. So I think you're very self-critical on yourself because of that. Because he's big.
Yeah, he's like, a big guy. Yeah.
Not like size-wise, like energy-wise.
Okay.
He's big.
Yeah.
So that's a lot to live up to, but you do. And he's proud of you. But I know. Very scared that if he ever wasn't.
No. He is, even though he is proud of me, even though I still find myself underachieving.
Yeah. But that's the piece that I'm trying to put together for you.
But
it's not in your dad's mind. It's in your mind. You don't want to disappoint him because you look up to him so much. So it puts self-doubt in your mind that you don't realize it's there, but I'm picking up on it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not anything overly negative or somebody like not getting along or arguing or anything. It's just an energy thing between you of, you know, you always want to be that in his eyes. And you put that self-doubt on yourself because he was so great in your eyes. But you have to be yourself, not be him.
But so is my mother.
I know. But I'm not bringing up your mother because your mother was not brought up to me. Does that make sense?
I just want to be the best person I can be. And I would, you know, they are proud of me as I am. I would love to give them more reason to.
I did not say that.
Right. But I would not, I would love them to be even prouder of me and achieve more.
Right. Exactly.
But not because
that's the mental block in your head that you got to get past.
It's not necessarily for them. It's for myself because I know
exactly.
What I'm capable
that's
of.
What I'm saying. It's in your own head. Yeah.
No, I get, well, okay, but. I don't know what my dad has to do with that.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure this out. Hold on, am I missing something?
No, it's not an actual thing with your dad. It's a thing in your mind.
Right, okay.
My advice is to let it go and see if it comes true.
Yeah, I'm just like, I can't explain this any different.
I've been up since 5:30 in the morning. I apologize. I'll have to ruminate over this. But thank you for the advice.
It's just a little thing. That's all it is.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll talk to my dad this weekend. We'll see what happens. Let's see what happens. Anyway, you've been a delight to talk to. I would love to talk to you some more. You barely scratched the surface of what you do and what you.
I want to come back on this show so bad because I love the energy of the show. And I do want to get into more because we didn't really get into
anything except for my dad. But
which made you defensive. So I'm sorry.
And once again, I'm really tired, and I, you know, my Raise energy drink has not kicked in yet. But the thing is, I want to achieve more for myself, and I understand by doing that, that will make my parents proud. But my parents are proud of me regardless.
Of course,
I'm the first one in my family to graduate college. They were super proud.
We're our own worst critic.
I am. I mean, and Nicole will back me up on this. There's no question about that. I'm a horrible. A judge of myself, and I'm self-sabotaging, and I'm a horrible critic, but I don't know what that has to do with my parents. That's just me.
But you asked, and so I looked into it.
Did
that's
I?
What came to me.
Okay.
I told you.
All right.
Now it's whatever happens from there. That's happens.
I know I'm, I'm trying, maybe I'm not hitting this just right, and I didn't anticipate this happening, but. Are some readings as confrontational as this? Or are they usually like people are like, oh, yeah.
Well, I kind of hit you off guard with that. So that's
hit me off guard with a lot of stuff. Yeah. Which is fine. And I'm not trying to be confrontational. I'm just saying, are they usually that argumentative or?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then I'm like, okay, whatever.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying the energy, because I am too. There's definitely some energy going on. I attribute that to the animals.
Just because I pick up on something doesn't mean that it's happening for you right as I'm talking about it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you were getting that big Libra energy.
Well, you know, Aries moon.
Aries moon. So this is where you tell me about all the great things you have coming. What you have going on, what people can get either live or in Zoom, or how you can help people like you've helped me.
Did I help you or just
you? I don't know. Well, a little both. And honestly, sometimes that's what it takes to help people, is to irritate them.
I know. People don't like to hear bad things about themselves, so it can get
bad. You didn't tell me anything bad about myself.
No, but I'm talking about, you know, clients, because you asked if it ever gets like argumentative, and yeah, sometimes it does. Yeah. But I do, all of my sessions are $40. It's not because I can't charge more. I just don't want to, because people mm-hmm. are struggling enough, and I'm just not going to do that. I can't do that. So it doesn't matter how far we go. If you just want a Reiki session, or you want to go clear to your ascended masters and Akashic records and whatever, is always $40.
Really?
Whether it's live or on Zoom, mm-hmm. you get the same amount. Before I meet with people, I have pages and pages, depending on what's going on in their life, about them before we even talk. So I ask for a picture of them. I don't search them on social media. I ask them to send me a picture, because I need to just see their face. And if they want their Akashic records read, I do need their date of birth and their full name, because that's part of them getting the information on the right person.
Right.
If you don't want to give that to me, then cool. I don't have to read your Akashic records. But I do ask for a picture. Mm-hmm. And then I don't do automatic writing. That is very different. I'm writing down information I'm being told. It's not, somebody else is not writing through me, but I have the information before the people even come, and then I go into it with them. Mm-hmm. So that's how I do my readings. And if it's a party, I keep it general, because I don't want something deeply personal of somebody's to be, you know, shared with a group of people.
We just keep it to
tarot and fun stuff. And, you know, if they want to talk to me about something deeper, then, you know, let's go off to the side.
Yeah. You don't want to kill the party.
Yeah. And it's none of anybody else's business. I treat mm-hmm. every client pretty much like HIPAA, like a doctor.
Right.
I don't talk about my clients. I don't talk about what's going on with them, because what I deal mm-hmm. with is like people's real shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not anybody else's business. So that's why none of my sessions are broadcast,
mm-hmm.
any of that. So if somebody wants it broadcast, I'll broadcast it. But yeah.
All right. And how do people get a hold of you?
Through my website or Instagram. I have to mm-hmm. set up everything manually right now, because mm-hmm. of me taking care of my mom and everything.
Right.
But just message me. Mm-hmm. Everything is literally Psychic Empath Raven Willow.
I will
add a .com to that. That's my website. That's my Instagram. That's my TikTok. That's my mm-hmm. Facebook.
I will attach all your links to the description, just above the ads for Raise and Cactical Soap. So it will be there if you want a reading. And $40 is a very, very affordable.
And if somebody's really in trouble, by the way, because they work a lot with the LGBTQ community, mm-hmm. you know, minorities, anybody that's having issues and can't afford it, and just, it's free.
Okay.
If I feel like I'm being taken advantage of, I'm a big girl and I'll tell you to go away.
Okay. Well, I
do offer free readings to every podcast person that hosts me, because I want to prove myself. So if you want one, you'll have to email me your information.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take you up on that.
I will do that for you.
Boy, I look forward to that. And
it's important for me to prove myself.
No, I think you've already proven yourself. So this is always a combo. I trust me. And it should be. I know that other podcasts, they'll be sitting there reading off your website, or you know, just going to the general things and just asking you, you know, like an interrogation. I try to have a conversation. I thought we had one. I thought it was fantastic, and I appreciate you coming on.
Anybody that's confused about anything I said, especially about aliens, I write articles. I'm a writer. So on my website, I have a lot of stuff on there about
I read some
more info. Like if people were like, what the crap? I'm like, hey, is she talking?
No. I'm always the skeptic and I'm not, I'm always a skeptic. So I just have to ask.
No, be a skeptic. I'm a skeptic. I don't overreact to anything. Like I've seen the craziest crap and you just have to be like,
well,
what is that? And what are you about? Is this bad? Is this good? I don't, you know. Yeah.
Well, next time you're on, we'll get to some of that too. But you've been a delight. All the best to your mother and all the best to your animals. And
Hi.
Hi guys.
That's my reincarnated puppy right there.
Oh,
the other one
you can't
see because he's black, but he's down
okay.
There.
All right. All right. Well, there you go. And Nicole, speaking of writing, Nicole's poetry book, A Slow Burn, still selling well.
Nice.
Yes. You can find me at Nicole Six Books, and I have a link in my bio for where my poetry book is, or Nicole H Six on Facebook.
And congratulations on your screenplay. Everything's going forward in production. So
yeah, I'm not allowed to say the title. They want the title kept secret, but it's my first feature film.
Right. And now the writer's strike is over, full steam ahead. And I'm Goth Comedian on all social media. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.